Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
For Autosport.com and the Autosport magazine, you're listening to the Tank Slappers podcast. And on this week's show, we have bombshell announcements to speak about. The rider market has gone crazy. There was a Grand Prix at the weekend, but frankly, at this point, it doesn't matter. Yuri, Oriol Puigdemont, you and our colleague Herman have had one hell of a day putting together just the biggest announcement we've had. Marc Marquez, Jorge Martin, the Ducati situation has been resolved, but not in the way that any of us thought it would. Jorge Martin has gone to Aprilia. We think at the time of recording, we are 99.9% sure that Marc Marquez will be a
factory. We're just waiting for the announcement. So hopefully it would be on orange and will be on red.
Yeah, exactly. Marc Marquez is a factory Ducati rider. I don't even know where to start because it's been a wild kind of few days. We started Thursday of the Italian Grand Prix, Gazzetta dello Sport reporting that Ducati have picked Martin. He's their guy. We think, okay, Martin, factory team. Marc, Pramac, factory bike. Then Marc turns up and says, nah, I'm not going to Pramac, not for me. And then everything turned on its head. And Ducati, as you wrote in a fantastic feature that ran on autosport.com and motorsport.com, they kind of had no choice, really. If Marc, you know, you can't let Marc Marquez walk away from your bike. You can't.
Well, that's what they thought. And that's why they have decided to let Martin go, because if you come back on Wednesday night, Ducati spoke with both riders, Martin and Marc, Wednesday night, and then the top management, they offered them they pictured them that the formula that it would be ideal for Ducati, which would be, okay, we're going to put Martin in the factory team, and then we're going to put Marquez in Pramac. Why? Because it was ideal. I mean, it was the only way. Ducati's priority at that time was to keep both riders. Okay? They, in order to try to get both signs from both riders, they even put a crazy clause inside the contract saying, okay, Marc, you're gonna be a Pramac Ducati rider and Martin will go to the factory team, but if at the end of the year you, Marc, get the title, we will make the switch. And Marc said no. So in my opinion, it's because he was pissed off about the news being public, and because Marc Marquez doesn't want to be told where to ride. From then on, he started to put a lot of pressure on Ducati saying, okay, I'm leaving. And then Claudio Domenicali went nuts. So, because in my opinion, now Claudio Domenicali has finally found out the power in terms of media, publicity, the prospects than writer like Mark Marquez can bring to your company.
Hmm.
And then they changed the offer after the race, after Sunday's race. They called Martin and said, you remember the conditions that we told you, we mentioned to you? No, we cannot, we're not going to be able to keep that. And it's when Martin say bye-bye. Short explanation.
Pedro Acosta called it a soap opera, and I think that's a good way to describe it, because it's dominated headlines for weeks and weeks. And, you know, like we spoke last week on the podcast, we kind of thought it was coming to sort of the best conclusion for Ducati. And now it hasn't. And they've had to make that decision of it's Mark or Martin. And we said it, we said last week that, you know, with all due respect to Jorge Martin, fantastic rider, great, you know, one of the best in MotoGP right now, he doesn't have the history that Marc Marquez has, nor does he have that marketing, you know, push. And if you think about in the next few years, Marc goes to the factory team, he starts winning championships. You think of that legacy, you think, you know, Ducati, Marc Marquez, number 93, red bike, you know, that's a very kind of visceral image that wouldn't conjure up the same kind of reaction if it was Jorge Martin, again, with all due respect. And the way Marquez has gone about this is really ruthless, because he's put Ducati on the spot. It's me or him, you know, and Ducati has slapped one of its children out to the curb. He's gone away to his foster parents at Aprilia.
Well,
and he's now got himself the thing he wanted.
I think Mark has shown his power.
It's the most powerful we've seen Mark in a long, long time in terms of, you know, that influence.
Because it's the most competitive Mark we've seen in a long time. And I think once he win a race, I think we will see a different kind of Mark again.
Yeah, 100%. There's several other things to this as well. Is the first one is that obviously with Martin going to Aprilia, which we'll speak about shortly, yes, Martin's fighting for the championship, and yes, Ducati would like him to win the championship, but you have to kind of start to think that any updates probably won't be coming to Martin now. Like, he's not going to be involved in those conversations, which, you know, that holds Martin back a little bit, which is... would help Mark in the championship, you know, if one of his rivals doesn't have the best material that he could have.
Yeah, I think Mark's move shows, again, how powerful this guy is. Probably more powerful than Ducati.
Mm.
with this move, he has... I'm sure that Pecco is not happy.
Mm.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't know. It's not that I have information that says that Pecco is not happy, but I would think that he's not happy. I mean, and Pecco said again last weekend when everybody was thinking that Martin was the chosen one, he said, I just want to have somebody on the other side of the box that keeps the harmony. Do you really believe that Marc Marquez is gonna do his best to keep that harmony? I don't think so.
No, and we saw that in Portugal, you know.
Then, also, as you mentioned, Martin will probably... let's put it this way. I don't see Ducati doing... super extra effort for him, given that he's going to a competitor at the end of the year. And in a way, I can understand that. Ducati wouldn't be seen as a super intelligent manufacturer if they allow Martin to steal the number one from Pecco and bringing to Aprilia.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening, to be honest. And also, Mark has been able to remove one super dangerous Ducati rival for the future.
This was the next thing I was gonna say, because this is, and it's not even just a dangerous Ducati rival. In effect, Marquez.
And again, sorry, Luis. Sorry, just on, 1 second. Sorry about that. Because
you have more to say on this than I do.
No, just one thing, because otherwise I will. My brain is at the moment is completely cooked after a long day. So, no. Did I forget what I was gonna say? No. The thing is that Mark has also achieved such an important and difficult decision to make. Ducati will do the maximum to try to justify that decision.
Yeah.
So he will have full support now in order to fight for the title. Because otherwise, you know, Ducati would look a bit...
Well, this is obviously Ducati can't give him a 2024 bike, but conceivably they could give him
the best more 2023 updates. Possible bike. 100%.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, he could end up kind of on like a hybrid bike, you know, maybe 24 chassis. But
I don't know. But the best, I mean, the best of the best available.
What will be interesting is when we get to Assen is how many more red shirts are in that Gresini box. I think that will be the interesting thing come FP1. But yes, back to the point I was going to make, which admittedly is less interesting than what you have just said there. But not only has Mark removed Martin, a very strong Ducati competitor, off the board, it looks like he has probably moved aside one very good Ducati team as well, because it looks like now that Pramac will go to Yamaha. That seems likely.
Yeah,
of course,
it's a big possibility. It's a big possibility, and they still have until the 31st of July.
We'll say 31st of July. If
okay,
that's
end
wrong,
of
so
July.
End of July.
The last day of July. Let's keep it this way.
Yeah, yeah.
it's 30. Sorry, 30 of July.
There we go.
To decide if Pramac will. So Pramac has until the 30th of July to decide if wanna continue with Ducati or wanna switch to Yamaha. Yamaha has made a huge offer to Pramac, and now that Jorge has signed for Aprilia, it's not gonna be easy for Pramac, because they have a really, really good, let's say, prospects with the BR46. BR46 in a pole position to try to get this exclusive factory seat spot that Pramac can renew. Given that, don't get me wrong, I mean, I'm not gonna talk bad about Fermín Aldeguer, rider super fast, but keeping those 2025 bikes, which are quite expensive, is not ideal if you're gonna have a rookie and another, I don't know, I'm not gonna say normal rider, but you know, not one of the tops that works the F4.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, 100%. We'll switch to Martin, because I think we spoke about this on a previous podcast, that we kind of ruled Aprilia out as maybe being a destination for Martin, because we kind of thought at the time they don't have the budget to spend on a rider like that. They couldn't match Yamaha's offer to tempt Fabio over. So, you know, we thought Martin, there's no way. Clearly, something's changed there. How do you see that this situation has kind of come into Aprilia's favor?
Well, I think that, yeah, it's a good, really good sign for Aprilia that they had to go to knock the Piaggio boss's door and ask for a bit of cash, because Martin is not a cheap cut. So but now I can imagine that the second rider will be a bit cheaper than he what suggests me then maybe, I don't know, maybe Maverick might think or might start looking somewhere else. Not start, because he has already start knocking others' doors, but yeah, I think it would be a bit surprising if Maverick stays there.
Yeah, this is obviously the knock-on effect. As Maverick said last week that he was kind of, you know, he hadn't committed to Aprilia, he was looking around. It does seem harder to kind of see him staying there now because, yeah, he would have to accept either the same contract he's on or, if not, less money, which, you know, as a race winner this year, he will rightly go, that's not a bit fair. Piss off, I'll go somewhere else. But where does he go? Because, you know, does he want to go to Honda? Does, you know...
Yeah, he has spoken with Honda.
Well, that seems...
But I don't see... I think that, to be honest, I think that now all the other moves will be faster.
Yeah, I hope but, so.
But not sure about that move from Maverick to Honda. Not convinced.
I'm not convinced by that either, because you think of all the troubles he kind of had on the Yamaha and then even getting to grips with the Aprilia, he's only now really this year kind of gotten a bit more consistent, and it's kind of like, well, would you then go to the Honda, which has not made any progress?
I would put it not only that, I would look it from Honda's perspective. I think Maverick is not the best rider to sit on a easy bike.
Yes, we know how much Maverick requires the perfect conditions. He's
and not only that he's not the one hiding his frustration. So
yeah, exactly. You know? So that's an interesting one to keep an eye on. It kind of still leaves the door open for Anea to Bastianini to go to Aprilia still. You know, obviously, that we know if there's offers from a KTM, maybe, and, you know, possibly even he could end up at Pramac if it's a Yamaha team. I mean, back to the wider kind of fallout from the Martin Marquez stuff. If Bastianini then is kind of looking at KTM, what kind of happens in that scenario? Because we know Pedro's now gone to the factory team. Brad has a contract for the factory team. So that leaves one bike left. Augusto Fernandez has not been good enough to be a MotoGP rider. Sorry, Augusto. And I don't mean to offend Spain again. That isn't me. That's not like
no,
a
no,
double,
I'm not.
Double
I mean,
punching
I mean,
the Spanish
I mean,
thing.
Don't worry. But I mean,
and then obviously, would you put Jack on that bike given the way he's been performing?
That would be a solution, but I don't know. I don't know. I think Jack has been under pressure. He's been struggling quite a lot this year. So I don't know. I don't know which are his future prospects. I don't know if being demoted to... because, yeah, they will put for orange bikes. Maybe is the way to try to, you know, to keep him, or I don't know. I mean, he would look better in an orange bike than in a gas bike, in a red bike, because it looks like a B team, which is not,
at least
in Acosta's side of the garage. But I don't see this move after. I mean, yeah, I don't see this move really.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I see Jack has been a really good test rider for KTM, honestly. Like, you know,
he's been linked with Honda again. He's been linked with Honda, but it looks a bit strange to me.
But yeah, given how that relationship kind of went for those first few years, it wasn't great. But obviously Honda's in a desperate situation. What does Honda do? Because all the good riders, you know, are being taken up by other bikes. You know, as you said, Joan Mir looks like he's probably, he more than likely will retire rather than stay with Honda. They're in a really quite tight situation, because who wants to go ride one of that? Even for all the money in the world, would you want to go and ride one of those bikes?
Well, yeah, they will probably keep Nakagami because of the Japanese side, but
which
they have Sarko.
He didn't sound very happy about it the
no,
weekend.
No, of course not. But and then they have Luca, which is who is struggling like a beast there. Mm. And I think Mir now is trying to convince them to stay, because he's enjoying the part that he can enjoy, not being competitive, but he's enjoying with the team, he's enjoying his pushing, so he's more motivated to stay. Mm. But at this stage, I think Honda is also waiting for other movements.
Yeah, I mean, obviously,
I mean, it's a tricky bike to jump on.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's in many ways it was like the Aprilia situation, you know, 5 years ago. They couldn't get anyone to ride that bike. But of the Honda riders, Juan has, despite the fact he's crashed quite a lot, has generally been the better of them this year. He's been quicker. He's been, you know, he's been able to find more from the bike. So Honda would be a bit silly to let him walk away if they can control that situation. Obviously, if he's like, no, I don't want to do it, then yeah.
Yeah, but now I think he has found a really good environment. It's good.
I think Joan Mir deciding he wanted to retire would be just not a great thing, because he's younger than me, and he's a world champion.
Yeah, but he's not gonna stay in the MotoGP field just doing laps.
Yeah, no, 100%. But
he doesn't need to be there. He doesn't like the spot that being in the spotlight.
Yeah.
So he has family at home. He's not enjoying that, the famous part of this.
Yeah.
So he's just enjoying the racing, and now he's in a difficult moment.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we'll obviously in the next few weeks we'll start to get more of an idea of the picture of things. But kind of just going back to Martin on the Aprilia, we know that bike is competitive, but in terms of him being able to fight for championships and fight for wins regularly, do you see Martin as being the guy that can make the difference here at Aprilia, or do you see this as maybe being? You can understand why he's made the move, but it's not going to go the way he might hope.
Well, let's wait. I mean, Aprilia, I would say that the Aprilia is the most efficient manufacturer, probably, in terms of what they invest and what they get in return.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if they can make an extra effort. I would say that if Martin has signed for Aprilia, it's because he's convinced that the manufacturer will make an effort to try to keep pushing the project in order to make another step.
Mm.
So if the bike makes another step, I think can be a serious title contender.
Mm.
But the bike needs an extra step, and to get that consistency than most of the Ducati than the Ducati has at the moment.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. And on Mark, and you know, kind of, we saw at Mugello, we saw that the Mugello crowd really now kind of really starting to take to Pecco and that Ducati team. It seems a lot more popular than it did a few years ago. We know how not very liked Mark is in that sort of scenario. Do you see over the next couple of years with Mark as a factory team Ducati rider and likely to be winning and fighting for championships, do you see maybe a kind of a narrative change? Do you see Mark, you know, kind of filling that role that Valentino did for so long as being, you know, come to see Marc Marquez, you know, and stay for the rest? Do you see this as being like potentially a turning point for that? Or do you see Mark as continuing to be kind of the pantomime villain?
Yeah, I think so. I think that that's why he was pushing like hell for getting that seat. Don't forget that he is the only rider on a 2023 bike being able to compete face-to-face with Pecco and Martin. He's the only one. And with only 7 races in the Ducati, let's say 4 or 5, because since race 5, he's been there. So, and we all agree, not because of we know, but because of the riders say that the GP24, it is a step forward in compared with the GP23.
Yeah, yeah.
So in just 5 races, he's been able to make the difference. I'm sure that he will break so many balls.
And it's interesting as well, because if he does manage to go on to win the championship on in Factory Red or even this year, and yes, I know it's a different time, but it's an interesting kind of comparison of legacies compared to Valentino, for example, because it would be doing something that Valentino never did, which is winning a Ducati.
I think I'm not wrong if I say that Valentino is not happy at all today.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I can imagine that Pecco is not happy either.
Yeah.
Just because this guy has shown his power and will do the same once he puts his feet in Ducati. Because he has this magic.
Yeah.
So no, he's been able to convince the top management that he was the chosen one, that he was the good one. Instead of Martin being runner-up last year, being the leader, being faster than him. So he has something. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that Mark won't be able to be, you know, faster and that he won't. No, no, no. But with, I mean, the numbers in your hand, you know that this guy is something else.
I have to say this is exciting. I think we're in a really good era for MotoGP now, and I think things are only going to get better. And yeah, this happening with, you know, the Liberty takeover as well, I think MotoGP is about to get way more popular again, and Marc Marquez is going to be the driving factor behind that.
I think I can wait. I can wait to see. I mean, I can wait to be back. Focus on the track, yeah. And I can wait to see him dress on red.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's the whole podcast for the Italian Grand Prix review that we haven't spoken about the Italian Grand Prix. Well, Pecco won. He was brilliant. There we go. We've spoken about it. Yuri, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
As always, it's been a hell of a day on Autosport and motorsport.com. So please go and read all of the stuff that's been written about Marquez, about Martin. There will be more over the next few days as this story continues to develop. And of course, you've got all of our other podcasts if you want to listen to us talking about MotoGP. We will be back at some point in the near future to discuss more crazy stuff going on MotoGP, but until then, it's a very warm goodbye and thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.